Zdena Koupková won two medals for Czechoslovakia at the Women's World Games in 1934. 2 years later, at the age of 22, she underwent gender reassignment surgery and became Zdeněk Koubek, who saw his former self's achievement erased from the books, national titles in the long and high jump, and world records in running. Brian Kennedy has the story.
Born in December 1913 into a poor family in a town near the Polish border, Zdenia Kopkova was raised in Brno, the regional capital. It was there that Zdena, in her late teens, joined the local chapter of Orel, a Catholic youth group focused on sports. She loved to ice skate, but especially excelled in track and field. She was Czechoslovakia's best runner in the 1930s and among the top women athletes in the world, a celebrity as well known as the national football squad. As such, Zdena's gender reassignment surgery caused a sensation. It was the biggest sports scandal of the First Republic, says journalist Pavel Kovaš, author of Story of a Czech Record Woman. Although a sports journalist himself, he only came across the name Zdena Koupková quite by chance.
Tak byla to náhoda, blížily se olympijské hry 2000 v Sydney.
It was a coincidence. The 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney were approaching, and I was preparing an article on the history of the Olympics, so I was flipping through the various record books. Suddenly I came across her name and found that this woman had set two world records in 1934 and then disappeared. She changed gender and just disappeared from the scene, so I started searching through athletic journals of the era and in archival books and encyclopedias. It was such a detective story. I could only find a few people who knew her as a woman in the 1930s.
In 1934, Zdena Koupková won five national titles in the 100, 200 and 800 meter races, as well as in the high jump and long jump. That June, she set her first world record in the 800 meter dash with a time of 2 minutes 16.4 seconds. That August, she won the 800 meter event at the 1934 Women's World Games, setting a new world record time of 2 minutes 12.4 seconds, and finished third in the long jump with a national record of 5.7 meters. During the games, a British journalist wrote that some women competing there appeared, quote, better suited to trousers than skirts, mentioning by name Zdena Koupková and a Slovak athlete, Štefanie Pekárová, who in fact would also change gender 3 years later. At the time, there were already demands that gender testing be instated to uncover so-called sex cheats among female athletes. The following year, in 1935, a writer and advocate for sexual and gender equality, best known today for having authored the first lesbian novel in the Czech language, published a book on the star athlete's early life and sports career called Zdena's World Record. Author Lida Merlinova's highly stylized biographical novel was one of many that she wrote focusing on adventures for independent modern girls. In Zdena's World Record, the protagonist, a simple country girl finding her way in the big city and on the track field, befriends a rich composer who loves her like a daughter, challenges an amorous New York businessman to a Greco-Roman wrestling match, and finally falls in love with an unattractive, unhealthy poet who betrays her with another woman. The novel ends with its heroine's only desire being to graduate university and become a professor of physical education. The novel was patently absurd, says Pavel Kovaš, who sees it as a classic example of a red library novel, a Czech term for overly sentimental romantic novels for women and girls. It also had a political agenda, he says, the true emancipation of women.
To prostě je taková červená knihovna, ale s takovým jako
It's just such a red library. It did feature authentic photos of Zdena from the race, authentic news photos. Merlinová wrote several good novels, film screenplays, etc. But she portrayed Gopkova in her own way, made her such a modern female heroine as part of an emancipatory campaign. Gopkova appears as such a brave girl who struggles with her suitors. Physically, she boxes with them and nothing much happens. An absurd novel. I understand that the boys, the athletes, were really upset how she portrayed Gopkova. That was wrong of Merlinová, but apparently these were emancipatory efforts.
To bylo špatně vlastně od tý Merlinový, ale tam byly zřejmě tyhle ty snahy emancipační.
Milenová knew that Zdena Gopkova was conflicted about her gender and sexual orientation. It's quite possible, says Pavel Kovars, that there was a mutual attraction there, perhaps even a romantic relationship, but none of their correspondence, if there was any, has been found.
Nelze to vyloučit, protože Zdena Koupková v podstatě to už vlastně odkryjeme takový...
It cannot be ruled out because Zdena Koupková, well, let's reveal her secret. She was half man, half woman. She was born in the town of Baskov in 1913. The midwife told them that they had a girl. Her parents dressed her and raised her as a girl. Only when she was past puberty and started doing sports did she suddenly start to discover these boyish tendencies around in her. And in fact, it was related to physiognomy. She suddenly had masculine features. She wasn't interested in fashion. She didn't make friends with girls, but with boys. She played football with them and so on. Suddenly, she was questioning who she really was and what she can do about it.
Zdena Koupková was intersex, what was then called a hermaphrodite, with a decidedly male frame. She never used the girls' showers after training or sporting events, says Pavel Kovars, and while several men tried to woo her, she never had a romantic relationship with one. After the Women's World Games of 1934, suspicions about Zdena Koupková... After the Women's World Games of 1934, suspicions about Zdena Koupková's gender were circulating widely. She retired from competition, considering it unfair to compete against women and struggling with her own identity. In late 1935, some months after the publication of Lida Merlinová's novel, Zdena revealed in an interview that she planned to undergo gender assignment surgery. Author Pavel Kovars again.
Protože ona si říkala, že vlastně je to, není to fair, protože viděla, že ty dívky jsou prostě...
It seemed strange and just unfair to her. Plus, she didn't really know how to act like a girl and was ashamed to go to the ladies' showers. Plus, the women, her opponents, also knew that she had a different body structure and that it was probably not normal. And as a human being, she longed for a relationship, but she knew she didn't want a relationship with a guy. It was an extremely prudish time and such matters were taboo. It was not talked about in decent company, and she, in despair, consulted with doctors and told them about her problems. They found that she really was a hermaphrodite, with both male and female genitalia, so she started some hormonal treatment and then had surgery. And this, in fact, was written about in the newspapers, some explicitly speculative, a bit tabloid. But she approached it very bravely and honestly. She sought out a journalist, a serious one from České Slovo, and gave him an interview. It was published in the paper, and she was extremely relieved.
A to vyšlo v novinách a teď se to skutečně jaksi zveřejnilo. A jí se ulevilo.
Many national sports officials were outraged, as were athletic associations abroad, which objected that Czechoslovakia was sending, quote, men disguised as women to compete abroad. Professionally, Zdena Koupková had gone from celebrity to outcast. After transitioning to Zdeněk Koubek, he found himself without a profession, little income, and not even a high school diploma. And so he jumped at an offer to go on a paid lecture tour of the United States to tell his story. In fact, it was akin to a circus sideshow, says Pavel Kovars.
A tak najednou, teď se na něj samozřejmě zase nabalili takový manažeři, takový jaksi, který chtěli zase vydělat na tom příběhu.
Some kind of managers wanted to make money on his story, the presentation of his story. One negotiated a tour of the United States where he was to be lecturing about his difficult life. Lecturing, he didn't speak English, nor did he actually teach anything there. They exhibited him there like a trained bear. That was embarrassing. He was in revue shows entertaining in various clubs, and he simply ran around silly artificial tracks, some in casinos, ran circuits 50 meters around. He was lit against a black velvet background. He had a white jersey and a nice figure, and the people, these snobs, went for it. And they probably enjoyed it. They applauded him. It was very embarrassing for him.
That unfortunate episode aside, Zdeněk Kobach did find acceptance on a personal level. He soon got married, passed his high school leaving exam, found work in a motorcycle factory, remained close to his large conservative Catholic family, and joined his brother's rugby team in Sichani. Friends and family say that although deeply religious, Zdeněk Kobach delighted in telling off-color jokes and simply in being an ordinary man.